Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. We're talking now all about calming cards for school children. Now, I've discussed mental health issues and the schemes that are available to help people a fair bit on Friday Night Clive, and I make no apology for doing that. But this evening, I'm finding out about calming cards, which are used in schools to help support well-being and calming health. Joining me in the studio now is Rachel Hobson and Luke Johnson from St Michael's Church of England High School in Rowley Regis. Good evening, both.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Thank you very much for coming in this evening. Tell me, first of all, about your roles within the school separately. Let's start with you, Rachel. What's your role?
Okay, so we're all members of the Performing Arts Department at St Michael's. I'm head of music. And Luke?
Yeah, so I'm the Performing Arts Media and Events Technician. And there is actually three members of Marla Lama. And the third member is Dan Robinson. He is a music teacher as well at St Michael's. So there are actually three of us, but unfortunately Dan's on paternity leave at the moment, so hence why he can't be here.
Fair enough. Tell me about your personal experiences, both of you. Have you had experiences with mental health yourselves, or how did you actually get involved with this, or was it something that the school highlighted to you?
I think from our point of view, Dan and myself are form tutors, so we have daily contact with the same students every day. We get to know them really, really well, so it's really easy to spot if a child's sort of not 100%, or you can tell in their face or certain things they might say if they're suffering with anxiety. That was the catalyst really into us creating the cards. We felt that we needed something in place to support them, especially after the lockdowns and their return to school. You could see they were struggling quite a lot.
Mm. It's clearly very difficult for any students, really. Where did the idea of Marla Lama come from then? And why Marla Lama? Tell me about the name.
I think really the name sort of stems into Buddhist roots, really. Dan's very much into Buddhism. And then we just thought, well, what can we make it sound like that's a bit fun? So we brought the idea of the llama in. We have our own llama on the box of the cards. And just to make it a bit fun, really, to lighten the mood of it all.
Yeah, so Marla is actually Marla beads, which are a tool for calming, which are used in like Buddhism. And then, yeah, like Reg said, it makes it a bit fun really with the llama, especially for the younger children. It's something that they can link and associate, and obviously the rhyme with it as well.
Yeah, it was the rhyme that I liked when we started the research. Now, you very kindly bought me a pack of these cards, and they are just literally, the size of a normal pack of playing cards. And as I opened the box, there's cards that are about the size of a credit card, and they're held together with like a key ring, like a loop. And there are lots of sort of inspirational statements on there, and things like key elements. Talk me through how the pack is designed to work then.
So the idea is that it's sort of a low intensity intervention. And the idea is as well that it teaches people to manage their feelings themselves through self-help. So the idea is that that the elements are based on the chakras. And so we have different techniques relating to each chakra. Luke, do you want to chip in there?
Yeah, I can see that those techniques are on the back of each card. So I've just picked one here at random, and it says, I'm in control of thoughts. But then on the back, it talks about, where in our body do we live, and food for thought. And it talks about understanding our body. Luke, can you expand on that a little bit?
Yes, so each card has a affirmation on the back, and that is, it's a positive affirmation to kind of help you feel and associate to a mood that you're currently feeling or how you want to feel. And then on the back, there's a little explanation and a little strategy or technique, whether that's food for thought or mindful movement. And they're there just to kind of get you back into the moment. And then at the bottom of the thing, you'll notice that the affirmation repeats itself again. And that's to kind of reinforce that message.
Oh, yes, I see.
So they're all colour-coded and linked to the key elements. So each bit is, like Rachel was saying, which is linked to the chakras. So I see, I feel, I hear, I love, I do. And so each card has its own kind of support that will help link to the chakra, which helps link to understand how to feel in your own body to help hopefully calm and have a calmer mind.
Who created the cards? Because they are actually quite lovely. They're proper sort of, they're laminated so they'll last.
That was the idea.
But who designed them?
Luke actually designed them. I came up with the initial idea, but I knew that I couldn't run with it on my own. So that's when I got Dan on board with the Buddhism kind of thing. Mm. And then Luke joined our team to make the dream a reality, really. So the idea is they're a portable device. A lot of teachers are using them and hooking the keyring onto their lanyards. So they've got them with them all the time. If they come across a child in the corridor, perhaps that's run out of a lesson, there's a problem, the teacher already has the cards with them to use with them there and then. So the idea is that they are very portable.
Do you find that you have to update them?
We're only 6 months in, and at the moment we're quite happy with what we have. But obviously we have plenty of feedback, and if there is something that we've missed or something that we want to adapt, we will of course, you know, edit them in the future.
How receptive are the children in getting involved with these, perhaps those that have had the need to use them?
We've had quite a lot of feedback, and I think when we initially designed the prototype, we approached some parents, some teachers, some students, psychotherapists, and we actually gave them the prototype to look at, see what they thought, and that feedback was really beneficial. And then we have a very good award-winning student voice in our school. And they actually invited us to take part in a mental health awareness week where we did Instagram Lives with the students. They got to see the cards, ask questions, and we got some really positive feedback. I don't know if you want to pitch in there, Rach.
I mean, are they used by children of all ages?
They could be used in primary schools, secondary schools. It all depends on the delivery of them. They're very adaptable, very flexible. You might want to, if you're working with a child, lay all 30 cards out on the table and say, well, which one applies to you today? Or you might want to use sort of one a day for the whole month. They can be used in many different ways, yeah.
Excellent. Now, can they be used by adults?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had many adults trial them and we've had great feedback. Just saying that they're there on the desk. If I'm feeling a bit low, you know, I'll just flick through, just read a few of the affirmations, use a few of the techniques. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And are these only used in the West Midlands or are you planning? You've only been in it 6 months, but do you think it might evolve and branch out further?
Yeah, we've had quite a few orders. To as far as Scotland, and then it goes even further. We've had some orders from America, New Zealand. So yeah, orders are coming in. Which
that's
is
brilliant.
Is
so
great.
These are available to purchase then?
At the moment, they're available on Etsy to purchase, and we're currently working on our website, and there'll be a shop on there soon.
How do you measure their success, or how are you measuring them so far?
So we've been invited to trial them with certain charities. They're actually conducting studies into their impact. What was the name of that?
Murray Hall.
That's right.
Have actually contacted us about having a number of packs for their therapists. They're going to conduct an impact survey to measure the impact with how they work with them as a mental health charity, which is excellent.
I mean, I think they're great. I mean, who else did you work with in developing them? Because you obviously designed the artwork and such like, but who else, what other organisations offered their input?
It was just the three of us.
Just really?
Yeah, yeah. We spent quite a lot of time. We had the general ideas of the cards, and then we did many, many edits on them till we were happy with them. But we spent many nights doing many Zoom meetings, backwards and forwards, changing the grammar, changing the design, making sure every card was consistent. And now we're at the place where we are happy with them.
How do you cater for students who don't have English as their first language?
That's a very good question. I think that's something that we're going to be looking at very shortly. We have talked about maybe having them translated into various languages, looking at our school, seeing which languages are, you know, prominent, but also maybe Braille as well in the future. So I think there's quite a lot of scope there because we do want to make them as accessible as we can to as many people as we can.
Sure. So how much does a pack of these set you back?
They're £12.99, and if you buy them on Etsy, that's free postage and packaging. Some schools have been inquiring about buying them in bulk order, and obviously we offer discounts for bulk orders, but it would be great to see them in every school, in every sort of network supporting group across the country, if possible. That's the dream, that's the aim. We want to help as many people as we can.
What backing have you had? I'm not talking financial, I'm just talking backing from your head teacher and your board of governors from the school.
Our head teacher's been very, very supportive. We gifted her a pack. She was very appreciative. She is over the moon that we use them in intervention sessions. I think they've been taken to governors, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. We've donated a number of packs to the school that are used within the pastoral team. The assistant head of years use them in interventions and one-to-one support sessions. So, yeah, our school are actively using them, which is great. You know, we really appreciate that. And we're glad that we can just help and offer resources that are effective.
Yeah. I mean, where do you see this going? As you said, you're getting orders from all over the place, and popularity and word of mouth will eventually increase that. But where would you like this project to go to long term?
We would love to be able to approach Public Health England, and to do that we need to have some evidence of their impact. So that's where these charitable trusts are coming in, so we can collate as much evidence as we can. Obviously feedback from teachers in schools and just the general community really. But we'd love to see them rolled out across schools, across the country, you know, places like CAMHS, support groups, NHS, key workers, even into people working with prisoners, maybe. All the places where they're needed. I spoke to a friend of mine. He said that general well-being and mental health is a big issue amongst male in the Asian community. Mm-hmm. And so that would be really, really, they'd be really beneficial there. So.
Because you say they apply to adults.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I've covered, as I said in my introduction, mental health on this programme, you know, many times. And the overriding thing that I've learned is that it's us chaps who are rubbish about talking about our mental health, you know. Yeah. And I think this helps you to, you know, as you say, assess where you are in that particular day, you know, and by reading the reverse, then you've got, you know, inspirational, you know, sort of comments and texts there that actually help you along. Mm. So how can we get these then?
So you can visit Etsy, etsy.com/UK/shop/Malalama Tools. Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on social media at Malalama Tools. You can find our shop in the bio, and yeah, go on there, place an order, and free delivery.
And we can find you on Facebook and Instagram as well.
And Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, at Malalama Tools.
If we approach the school, can we get them that way, or is it only available through the aforementioned outlets?
It's separate from the school. The school have been brilliant with letting us trial the cards. So we are very thankful to them and all the feedback that we've had from them. Yeah,
super. So just go with those the Etsy address again then, Luke.
So it's www.etsy.com/UK/shop/Malalama Tools or on social media at Malalama Tools.
Excellent. And Facebook, again, it's facebook.com/ Malalama Tools, and also the same on Instagram, instagram.com/Malalama Tools. Rachel Hobson and Luke Johnson from St Michael's Church of England High School in Riley Regis, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcast from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.